everybody. This is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Six minutes after the hour, Isaiah and I are going back and forth this morning. He's like, practice, we got to do a couple of things, practice. Hopefully coach doesn't keep us too long. And he kind of sent like the laughy emoji. So I'm guessing CSU's in a, you know, they're in that mode where they're pushing hard. Okay, he's good to go. Let's give him a buzz, Angel. Isaiah Stevens coming up next. So we're going to talk to him. The Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And we're just excited to get him on this program no matter what. And again, this is, it's a rough stretch right now for Colorado State. So they've got to figure it out. They got a big one coming up tomorrow night against Fresno State. Fresno State showed that they could beat New Mexico. So the Mountain West Conference, listen, you can't sleep on any of these teams. And I know CSU's trying to figure some things out here at the start of Mountain West Conference play. Joining us now, Isaiah Stevens. It is his show, so I'm joining him, I guess. Isaiah, man, appreciate you jumping on. How was practice this morning, my man?
Man, it was good. We just had some film and a walkthrough, and then we ended up coming back a little bit later on to really get some work in, but it was good this morning.
Are you guys, is there extra push after the last couple of games? Is Coach Medved kind of turning up the heat a little bit, or is this just, no, we got to stay the course, we just got to focus on what we're doing? Because you guys have gone through some stuff as far as keeping this roster together with injuries and illness and all that stuff.
For sure, but no, we're just staying the course, definitely trying to get this thing rolling in the right direction, so definitely turn up the heat a little bit, but everybody's just trusting the process right now. That's all we can do.
Well, and Isaiah, how big is that for you as the leader of this team, especially, you know, on the floor, to just kind of, as you said, stay the course, but keep everybody rallied, knowing, hey, it's a long season. All we got to do is get some rhythm. You guys were right there in that Nevada game, and that's a really good basketball team. So I suppose there's a lot of positives you can take from that, but that's got to be big for you because you know, okay, I got to be that vocal leader. I also got to be that leader out on the floor.
Absolutely, and I think it definitely starts from the top down, and I believe our guys are buying into that. And we're not going to just become 500 all of a sudden in conference after one game. You know, you just got to take it one game at a time and just try to go 1-0 each night. And so I feel like that's been our mindset right now, and we're going to get this thing back on track.
I'll talk to you about that Nevada game, too. Big one tomorrow night. As we said, the Mountain West Conference, anybody can beat anybody. You saw Fresno State beat New Mexico the other night.
Absolutely.
So I don't know what to make of this conference. It's wild and wacky like we always expect it to be, I suppose. First off, though, 100, Isaiah. That is awesome. 100 games for you, man. That is a cool feat for you. Phenomenal. Especially knowing you got hurt at the beginning of the season. I mean, it just goes to show you how you take care of yourself. You get yourself ready. You know, maybe we thought you weren't going to come back until like January. You come back earlier. That is a testament to you, your work ethic, and your ability, my man. So congratulations to you.
Man, I appreciate it. Definitely nothing short of a blessing right there. There's been a lot of players that haven't even been able to reach that milestone. So I'm just truly grateful to be able to play the game I love and be a part of Ram Nation for as long as I have. And I'm just truly grateful for this opportunity.
100 games. That's absolutely insane.
Man, getting old, right?
Well, I mean, 100 games. If I went and played like a minute of one game, Isaiah, I might not be on this earth anymore. So enjoy it, dude. You've earned it. Okay, so obviously March Madness. You guys have had some great conference games. But are there some other games that aren't obvious of those 100 that stick out to you where you're like, man, that game, I'll remember forever? Because obviously we know the obvious games, the big ones, but are there some of those other under the radar games that just come to your mind?
Man, there's been a ton. I think for sure probably the most fun that we've had in my career so far has probably been going down to the Virgin Islands and winning that tournament, beat a lot of really good teams down there, coming out on top, just getting that championship feeling of winning something, you know, at the college level. So that's one that immediately comes to mind. From last season, that was a lot of fun.
Was that the one where like the lights went out and when you guys were practicing and stuff too?
yeah. Just a whole bunch of unique experiences from that trip, but that was one I'll remember forever.
We got this text coming in from Ivy, our guy, big Rams guy. He says, Isaiah is a team guy first, so I'd love to hear if he's even aware that he moved into sixth on the all-time CSU scoring list, passing Dorian Green. Are you aware of that, Isaiah? Sometimes I wonder, man, because you're such a team dude.
I'm actually not aware of the scoring list. I would be lying if I said I wasn't aware of the assist record on the way, though. Definitely familiar with that one. Wasn't familiar with the scoring one, so I really appreciate that. A lot of great players on that one. I'm just, like I said, man, blessed to be even in the same breath as a lot of those guys on that list.
So. Well, and that's so you, too. You're aware of the assist record, but not the scoring one, because you care about getting everybody involved.
Yeah, that's the point guard's job, man, and I've been a point guard my whole life, so it's pretty much ingrained in me at this point.
Isaiah Stevens on the air with us. This is the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Isaiah, going back to this game against Nevada, I mean, you were right there. This was a tight game. You guys had the lead late in this game as well. And then, like, their 9-foot monster, that Baker guy, just does not miss. He hits two key three-pointers there late. And just forgive me, I don't know a lot about him. Is that on the scouting report? Is he traditionally a pretty good three-point shooter?
He is. He is traditionally a pretty good three-point shooter. I don't know if he was shooting it at the same clip throughout the course of this season. But, man, he's definitely been a threat every year that I've played him. And he's a Texas guy. We were in the same class coming out, so I was very familiar with him and his game. Man, he's been able to shoot the long ball for as long as I can remember. So it didn't surprise me that he hit him. I definitely would have hoped that he didn't. But he's a really good player, man, and he was able to knock it down for him.
Isn't it crazy to see 7-footers, though, be able to hit three-pointers like that? He'd be able to hit long shots. It's not to say they can't. We're seeing it more and more in college and the pros. But still, when you see it, it just – when I'm watching, I'm like, that's not fair. That's not fair. You can't be 7-foot and hit three-pointers. That should be illegal.
Man, nah, it definitely adds an advantage to it, and to have such touch from that range, too, at that size, man, it's just a huge tribute to where this game is evolving to, man, so it's definitely a treat to see.
So what was it kind of down the stretch? Obviously, Baker, you had a couple other guys that just, they couldn't miss. I mean, it wasn't necessarily, they were missed assignments, maybe sometimes, I suppose, but they just flat out couldn't miss there down the stretch. Isaiah, talk to our listeners a little bit about kind of what went down in those last few minutes against the Wolfpack.
Yeah, man, we were right there to win it. We competed throughout the majority of the game at a really high level on both ends of the floor. I felt like we got some great looks down the stretch on our end as well. It's just some didn't fall our way, and we needed to come up with a few more stops there with the game winding down. But like we just said, man, they made play after play, and sometimes you got to tip your hat to it. And we just had a few breakdowns there that ultimately cost us the game. But we'll go back, look at the film, clean some things up, and just continue to try to improve, man, because like we said, it's a long season, but got to start getting some of these things just taken care of, as every team does. So, yeah.
Well, and I know you're not one to make excuses, but it is what it is. There's been so many injuries. We heard on Wednesday about Kyle Evans. We heard, obviously Jacob Jennison, and then Josiah Strong. He only played in a few games due to illness. A lot of guys may miss more time, hopefully not the rest of the season, but we just keep hearing all these names, Jalen Lake and those guys, Tavi Jackson. How difficult is that? And obviously, you were out a stretch of games, too. We haven't seen what this group is supposed to be, really, not once this season, because we've had injuries and illness going on.
Yeah, man. It's been a tough slate on us, but it's just the hand that we're dealt this year, and so we got to try to go out there and make the best of what we got, and we got more than enough guys that are available to go out there and make a strong push here in conference play. So I'm more than excited that the more we get guys in the mix and playing with each other and getting some of that chemistry and some of that cohesion going, man, I'm super excited for what we could potentially do for the rest of this season.
Well, and Isaiah, you can blame me too. I might have put the kiss of death on you guys. I went out on Twitter before the Nevada game and I said it. I think CSU's winning it. I do. I think you guys are going to turn this around. And that, honestly, that's a lot because of you, but there is a lot of talent there. And I mean, Isaiah Rivera, John Tonja, they just weren't hitting the other night. I got to think that those shots are really going to start to fall for those guys.
Man, absolutely. These are two of probably the best shooters that I've played with, man. They shot I want to say 40+% for their entire careers up to this point. So just because they've had a few games where maybe it wasn't falling at the clip that they would have hoped, I got the ultimate confidence in these guys, and I'm going to keep hitting them, and so is everybody else. And we're going to tell them to keep shooting. And then when it does start falling for them, man, it's going to be a danger sight for some of these opponents out here.
No question. I mean, that's the thing. Great shooters like that, solid shooters like that, just, it's not a habit. They don't miss a lot. So you got to think those things will start to fall.
Absolutely.
And again, Nevada's a very good basketball team, Isaiah. I mean, you look at the standings right now, they're sitting at the top. They're 13-3 overall, but 3-0 in the conference. I mean, that was a team, and you guys had the lead there at really close to the end of that basketball game. So how much of that, I know there's no moral victories, but do you still take some of that film and go, dude, we had the best team in the conference right now, at least. We had them on the ropes for a moment, so we can take a lot of that and try to use that going forward.
For sure. It just comes down to believing that we can compete with anybody in the conference from top to bottom. And as long as we continue to believe in that and believe in ourselves and our game plan and our abilities and our cohesion, man, I think the sky could be the limit. It's just got to start turning some things around, and we will. We got a group that's very connected and believes in what we got going on as far as our culture and our preparation. So it's only a matter of time for us.
All right, big one coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about that doubleheader action, too. We got the CSU women's game going on as well. So, Isaiah, when we come back, let's look at that Fresno State game coming up. As we saw, the Bulldogs, they beat New Mexico. New Mexico is now 14-1, and the Bulldogs showed that, hey, they can run with the best of them, too. So this could be a crazy matchup coming up. So we'll take a quick break. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You get so fly, sugar, how you get so fly, sugar, how you get so fly.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA. I'm not a player, I just
crush a lot. Welcome back in to the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Colorado State looking to get back at it tomorrow night when they take on Fresno State. This is going to be a good opportunity as well, because you've got the CSU women's game going on. They're taking on New Mexico, and then Colorado State men's team will take on Fresno State. It's also the state pride game, too. So, man, Isaiah, a lot going on in this one tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, that is. It'll be a fun day of hoops for us.
All right, this Fresno State Bulldogs team. I mean, 6-8 overall, now 2-1 in the conference. They beat New Mexico 71-67. But again, isn't that just a testament? It just shows us, you know, what can happen in this conference. Any team right now seems like maybe they could dethrone one of the top teams. I mean, New Mexico at that time was ranked number 21.
Yeah, man, this conference is loaded from top to bottom. Got to come ready to play each and every night, man. There's no easy games in this one, so definitely got to come ready to play, and it'll be a dogfight tomorrow.
So how much can you tell us about this Bulldogs team? I mean, obviously, you know, they, as far as that game against New Mexico, you had Moore with 16 points. Hill had 14 and 4 assists. They have a Baker as well, so no threes for him, although he did have one. 13 points for him and 5 assists. So tell us about this Bulldogs team. What is it that they do, and especially what is it that they did against New Mexico that allowed them to get the dub?
Man, so super aggressive, super scrappy, physically imposing team, man, that plays well on both ends, can really defend the basketball as well. And they just keep the pressure on for 40 minutes. So we got to be sound with the ball, take care of everything that we're supposed to do on our scouting report, and I think we'll be right there. But we know that we got to come ready to play, and they got a lot of momentum coming off of this New Mexico win. So I know that they're going to be extremely confident going into this one.
Yeah, and that's a team, you know. And New Mexico, as far as what they do on the 3-point line, I mean, I don't know how much they go from that line as far as aggressive shooting there. But the Bulldogs held the Lobos 4 of 10 from the 3-point line. So when you look at that, how do you say super aggressive? This team, you know, they're going to come at you defensively. What are some of the things you could tell us as far as what is our mindset going in tomorrow? Is it try to get you involved early on? Is it try to get the three ball going early? What can you give us there?
I think we just got to get the ball popping. The ball creates energy on the offensive end for us. And the more times that we can just share with one another and get it popping from side to side and get the defense moving a little bit, I think that works to our advantage. And so I think that's just going to be one of the keys going in, is just sharing it early and often with each other and let the most open guy take the great shot, you know, and just stick to those principles.
And we talked about Tanjay and Isaiah Rivera earlier, you know, and you said, hey, I'm going to keep going to those guys. No matter what, we're all going to keep going to those guys. Do you have conversations with each other? I mean, do they come up to you and say, man, I'm not hitting right now? Or is anything like that happen? Or is it like an unwritten rule? Like, you don't have to say anything to anybody. You know they're going to get right. They know they're going to get right. You just have to keep going.
Oh, we talk a little bit. You try not to harp on it too much, because at the end of the day, these guys have been playing basketball their whole lives, so they know what gets them back on track. They know that we're going to continue riding with them. So no matter what, man, like, just got to keep the confidence, and we're going to keep giving these guys the ball, like I said. And when they're open, we expect them to step up and be confident and knock it down for us. And that's really all there is to it. We don't try to, like I said, harp on it too much, because then that's when overthinking comes, and that's the last thing we need.
No question about it. Yeah, when you start thinking about it too much, I mean, especially for a shooter, it can really mess with you. How about Patrick Cartier? How impressed have you been with him joining up with this team this season? He had 18 points in that Nevada game. He's been a pretty solid player for you guys.
Man, super skilled big man for us, man. He's definitely given us a low post presence that we needed losing David, and so it's been fun watching him just get more and more comfortable throughout the course of the season, and he can step out and hit the long ball too. So it's definitely a dynamic that we need from him each and every night. So I'm excited to keep building that chemistry with him and just, man, giving them the ball and letting them go to work.
What does it mean for you in these games, state pride game? And again, I know you're a Texas guy, but you've become a Colorado State Ram for so long, 100 games, as we talked about. These games have got to kind of hold somewhat of a special meaning for you and the entire team.
Absolutely, man. I mean, it's really become a home for me over the last 4 years. It's a place that will forever be near and dear to my heart. So putting on that jersey definitely means a little bit more now than it did when I came in as an 18-year-old freshman, you know. So, man, I'm excited just to go out here and just put on for the state, and also get to put on some pretty cool uniforms as well, so that would be fun.
Yeah, well, and again, you got the girls' game going on, the women's game going on right before you guys around noon. And we talked to McKenna yesterday. I mean, my goodness, that she is awesome, isn't she? She had 37
man
against UNLV the other day.
Man, probably the best player we have in the whole school, man. She's been going crazy this whole year, man. Really her whole career, honestly, but nah, she's been on the tear lately.
Yeah, no question about it. We had her on yesterday. She's like, you know, I always play with an edge. And I said, you know, because obviously she's not 6'8", all right? She's not 6'8". And she's like, I've always come out on the floor with that edge. So I'm excited, man. Tomorrow afternoon should be a really fun day of basketball, two fun basketball teams. And like you said, man, tomorrow's the day you're looking at. Let's get this, start to get this thing turned around. We're not going to get back to .500 with just one game. We have to take it one game at a time.
Absolutely, and that's all it is, and that's all we're concerned with going into this one. So just trying to go 1-0, that's all it is.
Isaiah, my man, congratulations to you on everything so far, 100 games. I mean, obviously moving up in the scoring thing, the assist thing, all of that is amazing. But again, 100 games, that's just insane to me. So congratulations to you. Couldn't happen to a better dude, and we'll be pulling for you tomorrow afternoon.
I appreciate you, man.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. There he is, Isaiah Stevens. It's been the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Colorado State women's team taking on New Mexico Saturday at noon. And then at 2:30, the Rams men's team will take on Fresno State at 2:30. I already said that. Can we get a 2-0 there for Colorado State? Need it, man. We want to start seeing these teams rolling. I saw the Buffs got their win last night. They beat Oregon. They beat Oregon down, too. So we got to start seeing that with our UNC Bears, with our CSU Rams, get those games going. So we'll talk more about college basketball on the other side. And then we'll try to make sense of the NFL playoff picture coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. That is bizarro. But Angel is telling me he has it all down. He has it all down to a science. He knows exactly every scenario off the top of his head and is ready to go. So we'll talk about that later on. Also, Sam Knight, we're going to talk some wrestling coming up as well. You never know what you're going to get on the whole show, man. That's the beauty of it. Don't go anywhere. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.